Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today my guest on Piano Jazz is a young pianist who is not only a fine musician, but an enterprising one as well. His ideas on how to get a gig are as interesting as his pianistic journeys, and every bit as important. So let me introduce you to Eric Mintel, pianist, arranger, composer, and writer. That's enough for one day.
That's a lot. Thank you.
But it's amazing that article that you wrote in Downbeat was so telling to me. I thought, what a great idea that somebody is going to write in Downbeat, tell people how to get gigs.
Well, when you're taught the tools of the trade, so to speak, the musical, you know, ability, technical abilities, you know, one of the things I think that is missed is, you know, the business aspect of getting a gig, you know, scrambling for the gig.
That's why I wrote it. Because so many musicians are so busy playing or doing something else or practicing, they don't. In fact, they probably practice and they're late for the gig or don't dress properly. Or there's a million things that you really have to do.
Yeah.
And you really have nailed some of them.
Well, thank you.
But before you go any further, why don't you start us out on the right road with a good solo tune?
Sure.
The piano.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to play this tune. It's very special and... I'd like to play it for you. This is called Over the Rainbow.
I'd love to hear that one. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
And while you were playing, I was wondering whether in your various forays in looking for work, whether you ever actually do an audition for anybody.
I guess
if anybody ever asked you to come down to a hall or somewhere and play, would you?
Oh, sure. You know, and when I send out my press kit, so to speak, you know, with the CD, I guess that you could almost call that when you're trying to book a job, I think you could probably call that an audition because they're, you know, auditioning.
Oh, of course. What I was just thinking was the touch that you have and the sensitivity that you bring to that tune. I was thinking how nice it would be for somebody to actually hear that live, but of course, hearing it on the CD would be very good.
Yeah, I love to play it live too.
But how do you decide? Like I read where you worked at the Kennedy Center, which is a very prestigious date.
Yeah.
Now, how were you able to book yourself there?
The first time I was honored to play there, it was a mystery because I don't remember sending out a press kit to the Kennedy Center. We had previously, the year before, had the great opportunity to perform at the White House for President Clinton.
Now, how did that happen?
Well, going back to that, I just to make a long story short, I was thinking of different ideas of how to take the group to the next level. So I was thinking of ways of any type of positive outreach, performing for troops or performing for the homeless, something, you know, performing for students, something you know, as a positive outreach with jazz.
That Very could, important.
Yeah. So I had written a letter to the White House, and I had sent at the time a CD we had.
Well, now who did you write to at the White House?
I wrote to the social secretary, which I had made a few phone calls to find out who I could talk to there. So those were the preliminary phone calls. So I had written to the social secretary and sent my press kit, the CD. And at the time, I just sent loose press clippings. I didn't have them in a folder or anything professional that way like I do now. And a week and a half later, I checked my machine. I was on the road, and it said, we'd like to invite the Eric Mantel Quartet to the White House for Christmas. So at first, I thought it was a joke. I thought somebody was playing a joke on me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So apparently, the music spoke for itself, and they really, really liked the group. And the next year, then talking about the Kennedy Center, I got a letter again in the mail saying, we'd like to invite the Eric Mantel Quartet to perform on the Millennium Stage, which is Millennium Stage at the Kennedy Center is a stage where they broadcast the performances live 365 days a year.
Had you contacted anyone at the Kennedy Center?
I think I probably had just sent something in, not to anyone in particular, again. And so I had sent it in, and we had the great opportunity to play there. That was the first time we played there. It was October of 1999, and I've performed there 10 times since then. And we had
10 times.
10 times.
So far, I'm very impressed. Let's do another tune. Perhaps you've got a tune of your own that's...
Well, I think you like this tune that I wrote, which I wrote after Eric Satie. He's always loved the way he played and always took you to a different place. And so I'd like to play. This is called Dance the Beautiful.
Wonderful.
This comes from our album Hopscotch.
You know, Eric, that I think that was a beautiful little piece, and it
thank
does
you.
Have kind of overtones of Satie.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, now I think it would be fun to try a duet.
Absolutely. I've been waiting for this.
What tune did you think would be a good tune for the duet?
Let's do I Love You, because I love you.
Well, thank you. We'll be sure we... get that into the music some way.
Okay.
So here goes. That's such a good Cole Porter tune. You can take it any tempo at all. And I kind of like that medium swing.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Now you play that with your group, I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, I love it. It always goes into a different direction every time, but It's a great tune. And we usually play it around that tempo. I don't like to play too many fast things. You know, I like the medium, you know, because you could really get into it more.
You can.
You know.
Well, what do you think about having a go at a really pretty tune, Yesterday's?
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. Love that tune. I've just started playing that, too.
Well?
This is going to be great. And you always go, again, we go into different territory every time we play it, so... How about you play the melody?
Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll play like an ad-lib chorus.
Okay.
And then I'll take it into tempo and you do what you want to with it. How's that?
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.